Okay, we'd like to welcome you to the second part of our current event and Bible study for 7807. And in this particular teaching, we're going to be looking at an email that I recently received. And it was entitled, this was from, because I get a lot of emails from people wanting to keep me abreast of what's going on in Christendom and in certain apostate circles. And this one was entitled, The Glory of the Nations, The Holy Spirit Floods the United Nations. And that really got my attention. The Holy Spirit flooding the United Nations, the United Nations being at the very pinnacle of pushing the New World Order, the one world government, the one world political system, the one world currency, the one world religious system. But now we've got the Holy Spirit flooding the United Nations. It really got my attention. Now, a lot of times people would be, you know, say that, oh, we shouldn't be doing this, we shouldn't be judging, and these types of other things. But the Bible commands us to mark these people and to call them out. If they're teaching something contrary to the doctrine of the Bible, we're commanded to mark them. Romans 16, verse 17 and 18. Now I beseech you, therefore, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrines ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. So I put this email out, and I said, this takes the cake. This particular email, this thing that I got. And I wrote, it never ceases to amaze me what passes as holy in today's apostate mess. And we're going to go through this little article here, and there's actually many of these types of ministries within, typically you're going to see this within the Pentecostal, Messianic, Hebrew Roots movement, Signs and Wonder movement. Now remember what Jesus said, he said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, but no sign shall be given it but under the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That was the sign to the Jews. He was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He was resurrected. He appeared to thousands after that. He did many signs and wonders in his ministry. Well, why was that? Because the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after knowledge. See, the Jews, that's the way God had always dealt with them, is through signs. So this is what they were used to. And we're going to be going through a couple of these articles. This probably won't take real long, but it's a good update for you. This is from a guy named Matt Sorger Ministries. Matt Sorger Ministries. This guy, he's got his hair, you know, he looks like he just got out of the tanning booth and his hair is totally slicked back. It's called Matt Sorger Ministries, Awakening with Signs and Wonders and Miracles. That's the name of his ministry. But Jesus said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after signs. Didn't the Bible say that the Antichrist was going to come with all lying signs and wonders? Is this something we might want to kind of check out a little bit further, and as opposed to just stepping headlong into this? And the title of his article from his newsletter is The Glory of the Nations, The Holy Spirit Floods the United Nations. Now, I haven't even got into the article. We've already got three red flags there as far as I can count. So, it says, one day coming, this is from this newsletter, one day coming, says Scripture, the glory of the Lord will cover the earth, and all the nations will worship the Lord Jesus. Yeah, during the millennium. He's right. But see, this ministry, I'm sure, is practicing dominionism. And dominionism is basically saying that it's just going to get gooder and gooder and gooder. Pardon my English. And we're just going to bring in the kingdom. And we're going to bring it right into that thousand-year reign, and nobody's going to go through nothing. It's just going to get better and better and better, because the church is so on fire for God right now, and they're such a stalwart of the faith that their holiness is just going to overflow and overwhelm the world. Yeah, I hear you. Not what the Bible says. The Bible kind of talks about a great falling, a falling away in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived, 2 Timothy 3.13. 1 Timothy 4.1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's what the Bible says. The Bible talks about the Laodicean church of Revelation 3. That's neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. And God's going to vomit her out of His mouth. They think they're in need of nothing. Yet they're blind, wretched, weak, naked. But see, they don't see it that way. This is the modern day church. They don't think anything's wrong. That's the scary part about it. Going back to this newsletter, it says, "So it was particularly exciting for the prophetic revivalist Matt Sorger to bring the glory of God to a special impartation session. These Pentecostals, and trust me, I was a Pentecostal, okay? I guess I came out of that thing about 7 or 8 years ago. So I have been there. I think I am qualified to render an opinion in regard to this matter. Because I have been there. I have been on the deceived side in regard to this. And they use a lot of high and lofty terminology. We're gonna look a little bit more at their terminology here. But this, the fact that really is scary is that the United Nations would let them come into this place, knowing that the United Nations is all about bringing about the Antichrist, which ultimately will bring about the mark of the beast. Will bring about the one world government, the one world political system, the one world currency, the one world religion. That's what the United Nations is all about. Remember United Nations? Now if you look at this symbol for the United Nations, what it is a globe, kind of like in a target area. It's like a circular target. And there's a wreath around the globe. Okay? Now, where does that come from? What does that mean? What that means is when they first started having the Olympics, in like Roman times, when a person won a particular event, he was given a wreath on his head, which meant that he had conquered that event. He had got first place, he conquered it. When you see a wreath around the globe, what the United Nations is telling you is our goal is to conquer the world. And the target of this conquering is the world, which is in this big, like, looks like a big target that it's within. You can see all the continents on one thing. So, this is what the United Nations is all about. So evidently, they didn't have a problem with this supposedly this man of God, this prophetic revivalist Matt Sorger, to bring the glory of God to a special impartation session inside a conference hall in the United Nations on June 13th, 2007. This just happened. June 13th, 2007. Hundreds of diplomats, United Nations diplomats representing nations from around the world, attended the event. So it wasn't like the United Nations just let them have a room for the night and say, "Hey, okay, here, have this room. We're not going to get involved with whatever crazy stuff you're going to be doing in there." No, no, no. But the UN diplomats were there. And it was hosted by a person named Margot Kemp, chairman of the Christian Cultural Society within the United Nations. Boy, I'm sure that they're right down the line there. The Christian Cultural Society, the United Nations. I can't imagine a more abominable, apostate organization than that. I can't even conceive of it. There are meetings at the United Nations representing every sort of man-made attempt for world peace. So why not hold UN meetings that exalt the King of Kings? Who alone can lead the world to peace? Well, he's right. The King of Kings, he is the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. But it's not going to happen until he comes back. It's not going to happen until the nations are dealt with at Armageddon and the end of the tribulation comes. We're not going to have that thousand-year millennial reign until where Jesus is going to rule on the world with a rod of iron until that point. Going further, and it shows this guy. He's playing a piano with the United Nations logo on the side of it. Evidently, it's one of Matt Sorger's piano players. Then, evidently, it's the name of this band he has. Eagle's Wings opened with worship, and there was this one refrain sung that was so appropriate for the UN. Jesus reigns in this place. Now, notice, he says there was this one refrain sung. Jesus reigns in this place. What are they doing? They're saying it over and over and over again. This one phrase, which is what you see a lot now with the modern day apostate Christianity. They'll just pick one verse, one, and they'll just sing one small portion of it. Jesus reigns in this place, and they just keep singing it over and over and over again. It's almost like a mantra, like you get into with hypnotism and the meditation, and that's exactly what it's designed to do. It's designed to put you into a different or an altered state of consciousness or a different mindset where you're more susceptible to spiritual activity, but I don't mean that in a positive way. I mean it in a very negative way. Now, they would say the exact opposite. They would tell me to let go and let God. This is what some of the things they've told me to do before. And that, you know, I'm trying to put God in a box and all these other things. So this is what they're doing at these places. And then it says, Matt addressed the convocation with an inspiring word of being a person of influence for the kingdom and declared that God's kingdom was above every other kingdom. He affirmed that God had placed each delegate in their position in order to influence the governments of the world with the glory of God. Okay, so yes, the Bible says the Lord setteth one up and putteth another down. You know what's crazy is he's saying that God put all these UN delegates in their position. You know what? God let it happen, but God is not responsible for putting reprobate, apostate, hell-bound, wanting to take as many people to hell with them, delegates, as possible. God doesn't have his hand as far as he is letting the strong delusion happen. If we go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he obviously said that he will send strong delusion, that they may all believe a lie, that they might all be damned who receive not the love of the truth. This is what says, see, God's going to do this, but it's not because they're going to go to heaven, it's because that they might all be damned who receive not the love of the truth. This is why it's so important what truth you're embracing. Because there's a heavy-duty implication in that verse. It says that they might all be damned. What? Who receive not the love of the truth. That's the main implication of the verse, is not receiving the love of the truth. Those people will be damned. Now, I'm not talking about some type of different gospel or different way of salvation. But see, Jesus is truth, and the gospel is truth. This is unbelievable that this man would go up there and commend these United Nations. He should have been up there rebuking them for wanting to bring about the one world government and the one world beast system and the Antichrist and the mark of the beast, because that's what this is all about. That's what the United Nations at its core agenda is all about. But no, he commended them. And then he showed prophetically from how Haggai in the Bible, how God sends the prophetic voice to bring awakening not only to his people, but also to spiritual and political leaders. This awakening brings a stirring to build God a house on earth for his glory. Matt, moved by the Spirit, called out several words of knowledge. Oh, he was moved by the Spirit. Oh. In Pentecostal terms, that means that the Holy Spirit was speaking through. It was almost like he was channeling the Holy Spirit, so he says. He was probably channeling, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. Because, see, this is what people in the occult do. They can channel spirits. Okay, it's very, very common. Do you think that even if God would speak through this man, why would he do it in such a venue at the United Nations where everything is making this appear as with some Christian veneer, and this is all a wonderful thing, and we're all going to get on the same page, and you know what? That's what the Bible said was going to happen. We're going to have this united religion, and all these things that are told abomination in God's sight. But see, the Bible says, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good. This is what this man is doing. This is what this ministry is doing. They're calling something good that's evil. They're calling the United Nations and this gathering and all these delegates a good thing, and yet it's evil. Now, if he would have went there and rebuked them all, hey, I'd be on his side, but that's not the case. They wouldn't have let him in the door. So he was moved by the Spirit. He called out several words of knowledge for healing and prayed for the Holy Spirit to touch the United Nations delegates. As God's glory broke in, many gave their hearts to the Lord and were deeply moved upon by the Spirit. The UN became filled with God's glory and power. The UN. There were many delegates who received Jesus for the first time. Yeah, I'd like to see how their lives changed after that. You know, I pray to God they all get saved. The Bible says this is will, but not one would perish, but that all would come to repentance. But you know what? What is the fruit? What is the fruit? I mean, just look at the fruit of this ministry right now. They've got no problem going to the United Nations and not rebuking anybody. No problem here, guys. God set you up where you're to be. There's no problem. I mean, they would come out of there thinking, hey, I'm right with God. What kind of preacher or minister is this? He can't. I mean, he should be rebuking them. He should be witnessing to them in their lost estate. But no, he's not. He's commending them. They're going to go out there just as hellbound as they came in. The glory. Then it says the glory was so heavy that even as Matt and his team left the auditorium in the meeting hall, the team, oblivious of the onlookers, had to stop in the busy UN mezzanine, the United Nations mezzanine, which is some type of part of the building, to receive right there from the Lord, because the glory was so heavy. As delegates spilled out from the meeting, they were being slain out by the power of God right in front of their offices. So they were being slain in the Spirit, which doesn't occur any place in the New Testament or the Old, as far as any kind of scriptural positive way. Slain in the Spirit. I know all about it. Oh yeah, I know all about being slain in the Spirit. Been there, done it. So as these United Nations delegates spilled out from the meeting, they were slain out by God's power right in front of their offices. So you evidently had all these UN delegates just slain in the Spirit right there. All these unsaved, undone, hellbound Luciferians, most likely. But they were slain in the Spirit. They had no problem with it. So the diplomats were refreshed with the presence of the Lord. And the Matt Songer ministry team walked the UN halls happily praying in the Spirit, meaning they were praying in tongues, and poignantly singing the refrain, Jesus reigns in this place, over and over and over and over again. Please continue to pray for our own United States government, as well as for the UN, that God would grant our leaders great wisdom and direction in this hour of concern of world affairs. Pray for God's peace and glory to reign over every situation facing our world today. Well, what we need to be praying is that God would overthrow the wicked. I pray to God they get saved. But the only hope of this world is God's judgment. The only hope of the Christians is God for to deal with sin. The Bible says judgment must begin in the house of the Lord. See, these people are so delusional. So many people are so delusional. They would read something like this and think it's wonderful. It's incomprehensible what is going on. I'd never read anything like that. Now, I got another email recently from a man on my email list, a brother, and he has a wife that is working in another part of the country right now, just for the summer, and she's staying with her parents. And her parents are Pentecostals. And we've been doing a lot of dialoguing back and forth and things of this nature. And she was very apprehensive about going up there because of, you know, what she knew she was going to have to deal with. And I'm just going to read you some excerpts from this letter. This man said, I talked to my wife tonight. She is still at her parents' house. For Father's Day, she went to church with her parents. She is going to write everything she saw and mail it to me so that I can tell you more later. She says that there's a guy coming there this month, and his name is David Herzog. Now, I never heard of this guy. His website is www.theglorizone.org. The Glory Zone. You can go up there and see this for yourself if you like. .org. Looks like another demon of the Pentecostal movement. These people are so far out there, it is not even funny. The music is very hard rock, loud guitars, and drums. And please, if you have any doubts about the scriptural parameters for music, please email me. I'll get you full documentation. During the, quote, worship time, there were little children at the front falling on the floor, pretending to be slain in the Spirit. Now, isn't that what we just talked about was happening at the United Nations? Yeah, oh yeah. At the same time, other little children were running around playing together in the service. Young adults were in small groups laughing and talking out loud, socializing. This is while the service was going on? The elderly group were just seated in their seats quietly. My wife said the pastor stated that Billy Joel, this is what the pastor said, quote, Billy Joel is a psalmist who had missed his calling, end of quote. Billy Joel, the rock singer, the one that married Christie Brinkley, the one that, you know, sang it had to be a big shot. He always sang these really Italian machismo songs, you know, macho stuff. That he said he missed his calling. Should have been a psalmist. The next two Thursday nights, they will be blessed, he's writing this tongue-in-cheek, with the prophet Steve Myring. He also has a website, I forgot to write that one down. As I also told you and others before, the more I study the Assembly of God and the Pentecostal movement, the more demonic I see that they are. I praise God that he has saw fit to show my wife the truth about this cult. She is very uncomfortable in that church and is seeing so much demonic movement that she is worried about her parents. Please pray that she can find a place to be with God's people where she's at. Well, I went up to this David Herzog guy's website. I wanted to kind of see what was going on here. All I had to do is take one look at this guy. And if you go up there, please, or take a look at this guy. Just look at his picture. I mean, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And again, I don't want to be going around judging everybody by the way they look in these appearances, but the man, I'm sorry, he just looks evil. He just flat out looks evil. And knowing what he gets into and what he does just confirmed all that. I watched one of his videos. His wife was up there actually doing most of the teaching. Now the Bible says, I suffer not a woman to teach or to usurp authority over a man. Yet he's got his wife up there teaching. Oh, now I'm really a chauvinist. I can hear it now. Well, email me. I'll send you the full biblical parameters for women in ministry. Because it's not my opinion. It's what the Bible says. He has a book called Glory Invasion by David Herzog. Glory Invasion. New release, hot off the press. I'm going to read you some of these titles, some of the chapters, okay? The first, one of the chapters, Suspending the Laws of Gravity. That's the first thing he's got, Suspending the Laws of Gravity. So evidently, in his church services, I guess everybody just kind of floats around. I don't know if he's, I don't know if to any other conclusion but to draw from that. The second chapter, Understanding Quantum Physics and Glory. Understanding quantum physics? The Bible says the Word of God is of no private interpretation. But evidently, see, the Pentecostals really, this is just New Age. Actually, what this is New Age witchcraft, really is what we're talking about here. The Pentecostals and the Messianic Jews and these types of people are really into these new experiences, and God's doing a new thing. We don't want to seek the old paths, wearing His wisdom, like the Bible says. No, 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 we need this. We need the new wine, you'll hear them say many times. Because the old wineskins are old and cracked. We need the new wine. God's doing a new move. You know, if God was really speaking in these services like they were saying, number one, He'd get them reading the right Bible. Number two, it would be fire and brimstone repentance. It wouldn't be, oh, my children, come to me, I have a new move of God, you're all in my perfect will. You're reading a perverse word, you're in a 501c3 corporation under the Internal Revenue Service called a church, that they call a church, that's actually underneath the Internal Revenue Service. No, no, none of that's ever prophesied about, none of that's ever talked about. Their sin issues are never ever brought up, typically. It's always the goodies. Do you know how many prophecies I supposedly got in the Pentecostal movement? I don't ever remember one of them coming to pass. Oh, brother, I got a word of the Lord for you. You know, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I would act on these things many times and find out that that person hadn't heard from God. What was the penalty for that in the Old Testament? Death. Just check Deuteronomy 18, the end of the chapter. On the test of a prophet, you got to be really careful what you're saying. Okay, you really do. But it's okay if they only get it right maybe 10% of the time. It's that 10% that counts, right? No, the Bible says you get it right 100% of the time. If you're going to say you're a real prophet, okay? I mean, hey, if you're going to say you hold that office, you better be nailing it 100% of the time. If you're going to call yourself apostle, you better be able to go out, drink poison and not die, get bit by snakes, not die, lay hands on the sick and heal them. You better be able to do all that. Because that's what the Bible talks about. The end of Mark. So we go a little bit further. This is the next part of the book is How Creation Responds to Sound. Wow. The next part, Secrets of Creative Miracles. Secrets of Creative Miracles. So we can actually take a class now. Like this is like creative cooking, but no, this is creative miracles. We can do some creative miracles now. And then the new superheroes. That's the next part of the book. The new superhero. Now on TV, they've got a lot of this now on like the Sci-Fi Channel and on regular TV. They've got like shows like Kyle XY, which is this cloned boy that comes and he's going to be the savior of all humanity. You've got this show called The Fallen, and these are all promoted by ABC Family. And ABC Family also has the 700 Club on just about every night. And Smiley Joel Osteen and Joyce Myers and these types of people. They don't have a problem. Just like the UN didn't have a problem with this Steve guy coming in and holding revival service in the United Nations. 700 Club doesn't have any problem with Pat Robertson or Joyce Meyer or Joe Osteen. Why? Because they're preaching a false gospel, a false thing. It's watered down to the core. It's politically correct. It's so politically correct, they'll actually put it on their networks, or you could actually go into the United Nations. That's unbelievable. I mean, that, the very fact that they would allow you on their networks or into the United Nations building should make you question, what am I doing wrong? Not what am I doing right? It's unbelievable. But yeah, they've got all this stuff going on there, and they've got this movement now within television. There's this one show called Heroes, I believe, and one of the people, they're these just ordinary, everyday people, just like you and I, but they have extraordinary powers. And each one of them can do different things. One guy can, like, fly, and one guy can do miracles, and somebody else can maybe read minds. I don't know. I never really watched it, and I don't advise you to either, but from the gist of what I had seen, that's what they do. I know one girl that's a hero is a webcam pornography girl. These are the heroes of mankind. Just everyday ordinary folk like you and I that can go and do extraordinary things. Of course, Jesus Christ never gets any glory in any of it. The only one that ever gets glory are the people in it. So it's the God, they serve the God of self, which is really the most popular God to serve. Hey, you know, serve the God of self. Serve your flesh. It's what feels the best, right? If it feels good, do it. It's the message of the world. So yes, the new superheroes. And then it goes on to, this is the next part of the book, how people are transported and translated. Wow. Now we're really getting heavy duty. So now we're going to find out how we get transported, like beam me up, Scotty, and translated. Okay? So we've got some really heavy duty things going on here. Then, next part, how Jesus went through walls. That's another, I believe, chapter, how he went through walls. So he's going to teach you this technique on how to go through walls, how to do creative miracles, how to be transported and transcended, translated. This guy's good. I mean, when you're good, you're good. Then it says, supernatural finances. Oh, we had to have the God of Mammon in there, didn't we? The love of money is the root of all evil. Supernatural finances. Remember, you know, how to be a millionaire God's way. So we got that too. We got to have that because that's going to sell the book. You know, that's going to really sell. I mean, all this other, you know, I was, when I read all these categories, you know, I was really kind of a little bit, well, I don't know if I'm going to lay down the money for this book, but when I saw the supernatural finances, that's the straw that broke the camel's back, you know. I had it overnighted. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But anyway, that's one of the chapters. The next one is the spoken word and the glory. And then geographical portals. Now, we're getting into some really high-level witchcraft when we start talking about portals. Portals. These are energy vortexes that occultists have identified over the planet that they believe are areas where spirits can come through. Now, Halloween is a great example of that, because the reason that Halloween is the highest night of Luciferianism, Satanism, in the occult, in paganism, is because they believe that's the night when the veil between the spirit world and our world is at its thinnest. So thin that these spirits can cross back and forth without really being hindered. That's what they believe happens on Halloween. And this is the reason why they started wearing costumes a long time ago, is because they wanted to be able to scare these devils that were entering back over to our side in case these demons or devils were too malevolent. They wanted a way to keep them in line. If you want to know about the traditions of Halloween, just email me. I'll get you all the stuff on that. But these portals are areas where these spirits can enter in to our dimension easily. And it's almost as though when you start talking about this stuff, and again, show me any of this in the New Testament, what we're talking about here. When you start talking about this stuff, it's almost as though they're invoking devils and demons. Of course, they're going to call it holy, but they're actually invoking these things through these portals. Now, there's ways that this can be done. There's ways that you can actually use witchcraft to invoke spirits to our side. It's essentially like opening a door. okay? And Aleister Crowley did this. He did this thing called the Amalantrath working, where he invoked this spirit called Lam through this portal. And then there was another one done by Ron Parsons of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and L. Ron Hubbard of the Scientology movement. They did a thing called the Babylonian working, where they invited the whore of Babylon through this portal. And it's well known in witchcraft, the reason I said all that is it's well known in witchcraft that these types of things can be done. Now we're getting into Christianity where they're actually doing the same thing, but they're calling it holy. Unbelievable. And then the next part is mass deliverance in glory. So this is where you've got, like, you know, 1,000 people, for argument's sake, and everybody gets delivered. Despite, none of them are repented of nothing. But they're all delivered just the same. No repentance. You know, they want their cake and eat it too. They don't want to have to repent. Just everybody gets delivered. Come on. Doesn't matter. Just like what happened at the UN we just saw. And then the second to last one, invading government in the glory. Well, this is evidently, this Steve Myring guy must have picked up this glory invasion book before he went into the United Nations, because, you know, he's got a whole chapter here, invading the government in the glory. Okay? And then the last part is resurrection glory in Israel. I always have to have, you know, Israel in there, because there's always a lot of the messianic stuff tied in with this. Always wanting to be put back into the bondage of the law through the old Levitical system and these types of things, which God forbids. Just read the book of Galatians. He also sells a book on his website by A.A. Allen, the great apostate Pentecostal, A.A. Allen, called God's Guarantee to Bless and Prosper You Financially. I'm looking at the cover of the book right off his website. I downloaded it right off the website. Yeah. I ordered a gross of them. You know, I want to try to do my part. Just kidding. Anyway, that's the report on that for today, and I'll sign off for now. May the Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you.